Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay! Here she is again, everybody. Dr. Carolyn Dean live on this podcast with you, for you on YouTube, on Facebook, on X. If this is your first time tuning in, which we hope it is, you are going to be absolutely delighted to hear the most common sense, realistic, biologically accurately, medically correct information about how you can naturally and effortlessly take care of your body by providing foundational cellular building blocks that are going to rehabilitate every cell in your body and provide you with systemic health. It's amazing, and it's true. It's the way we were designed. Dr. Dean relies on the intelligence, natural intelligence of the body to get all this done, and it's super easy peasy. So if you've been frustrated, everything's gotten too complicated, if you're wondering what you're supposed to do, even though she doesn't give any medical advice, Dr. Carolyn Dean is going to be here to help you. So we've got a great show tonight lined up for you. We've got her famous mini rants. We've got special hacks, and we've got all kinds of comments. We've got pros and cons of supplementation and medical research, and we've got her critique of modern medicine and natural strategies that maybe are being abused or misused that you can get insight to. So sit back, join us, and welcome again, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Hey, Carolyn, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. Trying to get rid of a dozen different, browsers or what? It's crazy how many layers. I mean, we live in this layered world of so many things. Anyway, hi, I'm good. My name is Carolyn, and I'm here to inform you. So I'm going to mini rant, if that's okay with you. I have found my mini rant.
Absolutely.
I finished the vitamin C book, and now Melody Rose is editing it or, you know, proofing it or fixing it up. And I started to work on my next book. And I started that because I was writing up the Maui Reset Study. And I've mentioned that, and I'll keep mentioning it. It's a 10-person study. We went for 6 months on 7 of our formulas and had some incredible results. And what I am doing with the Tarnished Gold Standard of Nutrition Research book is showing people how crazy it is, these nutrition studies. So here's one, and I started to put this text in the book. It's about the COSMO study, and I might have mentioned it already. It's a COSMOS study. You can look it up. And it uses a cacao supplement and a multivitamin. And, they say right out front that it's Centrum Silver. So this is a large-scale, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. And my thesis is that you cannot double-blind, placebo-control, randomize nutrients. You can't use one nutrient and test it out. So they designed this study to evaluate the effects of cocoa extract and multivitamin supplements on cardiovascular health and cancer risk. They enrolled 21,442 participants, including older adults, and initial findings suggest that cocoa flavonoids may significantly reduce heart disease, mortality, yada, yada, yada. So another part of the study, I found out they took about 1,000 people out and tested their aging along the methylation DNA pathways. It's a whole new epigenetic testing modality that we used for the Maui Reset Study. And I remember saying this a few weeks ago. In that 1,000-person study, they followed them for 2 years, and they wanted to find out how these nutrients affected aging. And they slowed the aging of this group of people on average of 4 months. And they're making a big deal of it. And they had to say about the Cosmos study, the 21,000, that they really didn't see any difference. Now, it could be because they're using a synthetic multivitamin that has shellac on it to prevent it to say that it's a time release. They put a shellac substance as a coating. Our study, 10 persons, 7 of our 10 people slowed their aging. 6 slowed it by 4 years. And 1 of those 6 slowed it by 4.5 years. Number 7 slowed his aging by 1.5 years. And the 3 that didn't slow their aging, it's quite interesting trying to delve into it. They're all health professionals. So I have a feeling they were taking other things, or anyway, it just didn't look right, because they were the lower end of the age population as well. So it's fascinating what I'm finding out. And it also just keeps me saying to people, you just need to take our formulas if you want to have your longevity, your health, your happiness, all the rest of it. So I'll go back to Ginny to see what she has to say, because she loves this study.
I do love it, because I think one of the things is that it busts up the whole idea of ageism, that just because you are 70 chronological years old doesn't mean that biologically you're that old. You could be, now technically you could be much older, but you could also be much younger. And this is the thing that really should inspire people, is to know that you do not have to be identified by your biological or your chronological age. Carolyn is a perfect example. I mean, we won't even talk about how old she is. She does not look, act, smell, taste, talk, move, think, or react like a person who's 77 years old. I mean, I've just been with her. She's bouncing around constantly. She's always on the move. She's got incredible flexibility. She doesn't get up and screech. She's got great muscle tone. She's got a very vibrant mind. She's still writing and creating and doing positive, amazing things. And she's always, always, always been this way. And her biological age, who even knows what it is, but I'm confident that it's certainly not 77. And this is where the whole world is going. We've transcended this idea that we have to retire at 65. Many people don't even do that anymore. All the celebrities are setting a precedence that you don't even have to look your age. You don't have to be your age. And now we're showing how people can actually master that locally in their own lives just by using our products. So you really want to get on this now and get yourself positioned to be in this sustainable model so that you really can have health span and lifespan all meet together and really provide you with a quality of living that most people didn't even think was going to be possible even 10 years ago.
Yeah, perfect. So we go on now to our library. We're focusing on our sugar detox book. And do I have that book here? I wonder. Detox Your Body, The Sugar-Free Plan. And Rachel probably has put up the library. And what we usually do is feature the blog that goes with the book. I do a weekly blog, and it's at drcarolindean.com. This one is Why Detox Culture Misses the Point. And you can read it yourself. It's a good blog, gives you a lot of tips, a lot of hacks, tells you how to detox. Because basically, you're getting a lot of social media influence driving this detox culture. They're talking about juice cleanses, detox teas, fasting hacks. They're talking about expensive powders and gut reset, purges, all the rest of it. And they'll claim to purify your body in just a few days. Now, that's just not going to happen. But what we talk about is a whole foods detox reset with our nutrients that can help support the body to maintain its natural daily detox. Because your body already knows how to detox. There are detoxification pathways. We've elucidated them all. We know what they require in terms of nutrients. And my thesis is just to support the body's natural body processes. And in the metabolism of daily minute-by-minute living, we are producing toxic waste products. And so the body has to detox those. And your liver, kidneys, lungs, digestive system are working around the clock. They filter, process, and eliminate. And the issue at this point tends to be that we just don't have the nutrient building blocks to make the enzymes that are required to do our natural detox. And that's the bottom line. So I talk about ultra-processed foods and the stresses that will drain our nutrients, and then try to give you the steps of how to naturally detox. You start with clean water, minerals. You add a quarter teaspoon of colorful sea salt to each liter of drinking water. In the short term, I look at the yeast detox diet, avoiding sugar, dairy, and gluten to starve the yeast that tend to overgrow in a high sugar environment. You're going to eliminate artificial ingredients and try to cook from scratch. And do what I do. I'll cook a big pot of something and freeze most of it. And then I've got four meals waiting for me in the freezer. And you're going to look at our vitamins and minerals that, as I said, support metabolism and repair. They keep giving you your energy, help your nervous system function. It's very basic to us, but a lot of people, that with the clickbait of social media, you think there's too much involved, or you just look at another detox, and you don't really have to go there. It's very basic, and you can follow it in the Sugar-Free Plan. Detox Your Body, is that what it's called? Detox Your Body, the Sugar-Free Plan. And you can always call customer service to see if you're getting it right, because I have a human customer service that will support you. So it's a plan that removes what's disrupting the system and rebuilds from there. Ultimately, understanding the sugar-yeast connection in gut health can help you finally restore balance. So There we have, we'll go back to Ginny. There we have the blog of the week. So Ginny.
Forward. I've got some questions for you if you're ready to answer them.
Okay.
When you first start your products, how long before you add Floor Revive and Realign? My son is extremely sensitive. He's on Remag and Remite. He has been on those two for 2 months.
Well, with young people, I get a personal testimonial from someone the other day. These grandchildren, teenager grandchildren, were being put on like Prozac SSRIs because of their moods and depression, etc. So the grandmother put them on Remag, Remite, and Realign. Realign has the B vitamins, and it is a big detox formula. And their psychologist was very impressed with how they changed on this regimen. I hope she takes it to heart and uses it on other folks. So the next thing I would add is Realign. And in terms of Floor Revive and Pico Silver used for yeast overgrowth, you look at the seven question, the seven questions for yeast overgrowth. It's like, have you ever taken an antibiotic? Have you taken long-term antibiotics? Are you bothered in moldy places? Do you have itching in your mucous membranes? Very basic questions. But especially if a child has been on antibiotics, and not even a lot of antibiotics, then Floor Revive and Pico Silver are definitely going to be helpful.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Also, just want to remind everybody, if you've got your computer and your phone open and you're watching our live stream on YouTube, be sure to hit that like button because it helps us attract more subscribers and get the word out to more people that Dr. Dean is here to support them in their health goals. Okay. I think that's our only question. Also, Carolyn Newman McClellan is here tonight, and he wanted to remind us that he's working at 91, and he's been on our formulas forever, and I believe it because Newman is also a very young, young man.
Hi, Newman. Good to hear from you.
Very good.
I'm sure Julie is watching. She'll be excited that you're on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, didn't we? We had Newman on the show as a guest once. He was awesome.
We did. We sure did. It was great.
Okay, we're on to questions and comments. Review from someone about PicoPets for picoselenite. David says, I started giving this to my two dogs and they seem to be doing really well. Happy Monday. So that was short and sweet and wonderful. Thank you. Someone is asking, could Carolyn please talk about peanut butter and why saturated fats are bad? Now, first of all, saturated fats aren't bad because they are saturated. They're not volatile like unsaturated fats that can go rancid. Unsaturated fats contain double bonds in their fatty acid chains, which are chemically reactive and can interact with oxygen in the air through a process called oxidative rancidity, forming unstable intermediates like aldehydes, ketones, and short-chain fatty acids, which give rancid fats their unpleasant odors and flavors. Polyunsaturated fats, like we're talking about omega-6 fatty acid, like those in walnuts, sunflower oil, and fish oils, are especially vulnerable because they have multiple double bonds that make them more reactive with oxygen. Monounsaturated fats have only one double bond in their fatty acid chains, which reduces the number of sites available for oxidation compared with the polyunsaturated, which have multiple double bonds. And we make our omega-3 from algae, not fish oils. And the algae is a monounsaturated fat, which doesn't go rancid like the fish oil, you know, with fish oil burping and everything. That's a type of rancidity. And as for peanut butter, often it can be moldy. The shells of peanuts are thin and in, you know, not the right conditions. Like if there's humidity or heat, they can develop mold and that can get into the peanut butter and that can cause health problems. Years ago when we did used to eat some peanut butter, we don't anymore. There was one brand that said that they checked for mold. I suppose what you could do is buy fresh peanuts and make the peanut butter yourself. But even so, peanuts themselves can be moldy. And another question, I often experience calf cramps during the night. And I was wondering if you think these supplements could potentially help with that issue. And this is a person who was wondering about if she could take it orally or not. And I say, yes, magnesium is heavily associated with leg cramps and can be used orally or transdermally. We have transdermal Remag lotion and Remag balm. So that's our questions and comments. Ginny, are there any questions on the board or do you have any testimonials that have come up in your life?
Testimonials in my life. Well, there's always something very exciting happening. But I would say, let's see, questions on the board. One of them was from Legend, who wanted to know if the Magnesium Miracle Book covers ways to treat disease with magnesium, including therapeutic dosing. So I was just typing him on the chat line and saying, no, that the FDA expressly prohibits treating diseases with supplements or nutrition. The Magnesium Miracle, Magnesium, The Missing Link to Total Health, both of those books talk about the cellular health requirements for magnesium. All of Dr. Dean's books talk about cellular health, minerals, and nutrients, but not about diseases.
Yeah, okay. And well, there's two ways of looking at this as well. In both books, well, especially in this book, I go over the 65 or 68 different diseases that can be mistaken as a disease and not as a magnesium deficiency. So I go through those one at a time, you know, kidney disease, insomnia, irritable bowel, heart disease. So I go through all the diseases and just ask the question, I wonder if this is really magnesium deficiency. And in terms of treatment, what you're looking at is a mineral that's required by 80% of known metabolic functions and 600 to 800 enzyme processes. So you need a lot. Even so, when you look at the RDA at like 450 or so, I'm just taking the RDA. But when I first started taking my Remag, I was taking 1,200 milligrams to get rid of my heart palpitations. But a person can start, we start people on 75 milligrams, which is a quarter teaspoon. You put it in your drinking water and you sip it through the day because your cells, they can get overloaded with a little bit too much magnesium. It's not absorbed and then you lose it. So you don't want to waste it. And people will work up. They will read the book, figure out their magnesium deficiency symptoms. Is it headaches or eye twitching or kind of choking, and heart palpitations, leg cramps, insomnia, you know, neck tension, back pain, and spasms. You know, when you stretch out your legs in the middle of the night, just give it a nice stretch and you get that Charlie horse leg cramp. That's magnesium deficiency. So you treat for your symptoms. And the thing about Remag being a picometer size stabilized ion of just magnesium, you can take enough to make a difference and not get the laxative effect, because that's what turns a lot of people off the magnesium compounds. Is they're getting good, they're sleeping, every, you know, things are perking up, and then they get the laxative effect and say, well, that's that. Either I'm not taking that or I'm cutting way back. And then the rest of their magnesium deficiency symptoms, they go biohacking around to find something to suppress their magnesium deficiency symptoms.
Very good. Outstanding. Excellent. Okay. I think that's it, Carolyn. We can go on.
We're going on. The pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research. I do have something here. A recent post on social media had the 7 supplements with actual human trial evidence for aging ranked by proof strength. So this is what we're up against. This is what I started out with the Cosmos study. You know, they'll put millions of dollars into this silly Cosmos study and get no results. But say we did the research, you know, that's all you want. And now these 7 supplements ranked by proof. And I'm saying in my tarnished gold book that you can't study vitamins and minerals with a randomized controlled double placebo trial. They just don't lend themselves to that. Supplements work together. And the ones that work really well together are our formulas. I figured it out. It took me a while, took me a few decades to realize I should put together formulas, but they really cover all the bases. Whereas these folks, okay, what's happening here, you've got, well, I don't know, esoteric supplements. You know, they're not highlighting magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D, or selenium, and they all have good studies behind them. But what they have brought forth is GlyNAC, which is glycine and N-acetylcholine. Is it NAC, N-acetylcholine, or might be creatine, urolithin A, MitoPure, which is very expensive, nicotinamide mononucleotide, NMN, spermidine, alpha ketoglutarate, and taurine. I mean, those are, what are they? I guess maybe they did the epigenetic testing and found out, oh yeah, they'll give you a few more months. Because it's almost like they're harking to the cancer studies where they will seriously put one cancer drug up against another one and say, oh my gosh, we increased the lifespan by 6 months, and they think it's a big deal. So this is the new trend in nutrients, is to talk about longevity and aging, and we're already there. We're already in front of the crowd. The helpful hack, all I want to say about this is the best hacking you can possibly do is to take our formulas. Most hacks are trying to make up for the lack of nutrients. And I just told you about magnesium. You're not going to treat a magnesium deficiency unless you take enough magnesium without getting the laxative effect. So I'm going to dive into the studies now. Yeah, we're in good time. We might get through them all today, which Ginny loves. First one, association of circulating vitamin D in midlife. Vitamin D levels may shape your brain decades later. So, you know, they're trying to scare people, but I guess that can work to get people taking their vitamin D. But I'm going to say at the end, vitamin D doesn't work unless you take it with magnesium. And these studies don't even go there. So this study basically said people in their late 30s are still still sharp and whatever, with no sign of memory problems. However, or age 30, hopefully. However, vitamin D levels in their blood may already be shaping what their brains look like in their 50s. A recent study looked at vitamin D levels in midlife, then examined participants' brain scans about 16 years later, when participants were still showing no signs of dementia. Those with lower vitamin D levels were more likely to show brain changes linked to Alzheimer's. So they say addressing vitamin D deficiencies in midlife is particularly important. And I say, just think how much more valuable it would be to add magnesium to your vitamin D and also add vitamin K2. These one nutrient studies are very limited and inaccurate. And there's some paper, maybe I'll try to find it to talk about it next week, saying that there was some miscalculation about vitamin D requirements, saying that we only needed, 400 to 600 IUs, and we really needed 6,000 to 8,000 IUs. And I believe that's very true. My vitamin D level was horrendously low, even though I live in Maui. I wasn't getting the sun. I wasn't taking a vitamin D. And mine was very low. We made a vitamin D, and I started taking about 10,000, and my vitamin D came up to a good, 60. But people are saying 60 and 80, even 100, can be useful for people who are fighting disease. Next study, many cardiologists take this cheap drug years before health problems ever show up. Now, this was in Men's Health, and it started off saying some heart specialists take a more aggressive approach to prevention, should you. And seriously, this is not prevention. This is straight up brainwashing. And I'm saying Men's Health should be ashamed of themselves. So this is how the article begins. In his mid-30s, cardiologist and Men's Health advisor noticed that quite a few of his colleagues in cardiology were taking statins. Yeah, it's about statins, even though they didn't have sky-high cholesterol. Dr. Kelly himself, was pretty healthy. His cholesterol wasn't A+ low. It was only somewhat elevated. However, he had a family history of heart trouble, and he knew the data on the benefits of these cholesterol-lowering meds when it came to reducing the risk of heart attack and stroke. Not all statins do is crush the cholesterol a certain percentage, 10%. And they don't lead to longevity. They don't prevent you dying young. So this doctor went on them. And I just find it very sad, because we're at a time in medicine where these young doctors have been brainwashed. They can cherry pick studies to argue their bias and pass that misinformation on to their patients and cause harm. So I'm going to stop and give Ginny input, get Ginny's input, see if there's any questions.
Fantastic. I love all these articles, and Robin does too. She loves the articles more than any part of the show. And I think we're doing great. No comments so far.
Okay, good, good, good. On we go. Where's my files? There we go. Game-changing study on heart health and cholesterol. New insights revealed plaque begats plaque, not LDL or ApoB. So this is my buddy, Nick Norwich, MD, PhD. So personally, I've been talking about the fact that LDL is not something that you have to worry about. My cholesterol is, it's in the 300s, but I don't care. they're saying that long-lived populations have high cholesterol because we need it for our brains. So I've been talking about this for decades. I wrote about it in 1999 in The Miracle of Magnesium, that was later renamed The Magnesium Miracle. So Nick talks about a study he was involved with based with his own very high cholesterol levels and what happens to cholesterol on a ketogenic diet. Some people see their LDL increasing. So this was a lot of back and forth. There's a big fight in the cholesterol world saying that Nick's just taking it personally with his personal high levels of cholesterol that got worse on, or higher, I should say, on the ketogenic diet. But the point about all this back and forth is we're realizing that LDL does not cause heart disease. And when they say plaque begets plaque, they're trying to explain it now by saying, well, it's about sugar and insulin resistance and too many carbs. It's partly true because of the way I've learned it and taking a lot of it from Linus Pauling and using information about vitamin C and sugar. We don't make vitamin C. Humans do not make vitamin C. And when you have a high sugar diet and you get your vitamin C in your diet, insulin takes your sugar and puts it into cells, but the insulin transports vitamin C as well. So if you're eating a lot of sugar and not enough vitamin C to overcome the sugar, you put a lot of sugar in your cells and you cause cell death and all the different things that begin to be related to heart disease. And with the lack of vitamin C is no longer taking care of the waste products in the cell. Vitamin C is not making enough collagen to make healthy arteries. So you get little tears in your arteries. And these tears, they get band-aided by cholesterol. So it's a mechanical, it's a physiologic thing with sugar and vitamin C, and then it's mechanical. Cholesterol goes on the tear, and that's your plaque, and that's your plaque buildup. And if you have too much calcium in your bloodstream compared with magnesium, calcium is solubilized by magnesium. So if you don't have enough magnesium to solubilize the calcium will gravitate to the cholesterol stuck to your artery wall, and you get more plaque. And I see in the cardiovascular literature, they're talking more about coronary artery calcification, and that's a score that indicates heart disease, but they're not saying it means magnesium deficiency. So let me go to Ginny and say, Ginny, what have I left out there?
You haven't really left anything out, but somebody is asking about K2. And specifically, they had seen a research study where the study is saying you need 360 micrograms of K2 to get calcium to move from the arteries to the bones and teeth, and that whole journey can take up to 1 to 3 years. So they're talking about moving it out of the arteries to the bones and teeth, and that's K2. What do you think about that?
I don't know that study about the artery and all, but yeah, we know about K2 and its ability to move calcium to the bones and teeth. And that's why we use it with our vitamin D formula, vitamin D3 plus K2. And what happens with a lot of these studies, if they're just focusing on K2, they'll make a lot of assumptions. You know, they're not looking at the vitamin D, or they're not looking at magnesium, which also pushes calcium into the bones and teeth. When they're focusing on one thing, they first of all, they tend to use high doses so that they'll make a difference, because, you know, perhaps we aren't using that high a dose of K2, but we're definitely using magnesium, et cetera, and vitamin C to deal with the whole picture. So these studies, again, they're very skewed in the direction of, well, let's just prove that this one thing can do all kinds of amazing things. And they do tend to generalize a whole heck of a lot. So that's what I'll say about that.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. Now, a couple questions here. A person is trying to understand, based on some of the things you've been saying about heart health, what can I do to help my healing along? I do not want to have an ablation, which their doctor is recommending, and she's refusing medication, which we can't really answer the medical questions, but heart health in general, Carolyn, what is foundational to your idea of what it takes to have a healthy heart?
Well, excuse me, I guess she's talking about some sort of arrhythmia or even atrial fibrillation. And my heart health book may still be up on Amazon. There's magnesium, there's vitamin C, there's potassium. All those things are very important. But if you've got a heart arrhythmia problem where the area where the heartbeat is being formed, if that area has been damaged in some way, even just by the rhythm itself, if your doctors can say, well, you know, it's scarred, it's damaged, we have to go in and damage it some more to stop this erraticness. I mean, there's something to be said for that. I've talked to people who've tried a lot of different things, and then they were told, well, you have this damaged area, and it's going to be very hard to heal a already scarred, what they call atrial node, N-O-D-E. So you have to take that into consideration. This ablation procedure, we've had people who'll take their magnesium, their potassium, and their vitamin C, all their nutrients, and have a very successful procedure. And then the symptoms don't come back. So that's another way to look at taking nutrients and allowing surgery in some form to work for you. You don't want to fight against something that could be helpful.
Yes. I know Carolyn's standard policy is you can use nutrients to a certain point, but then after that, you've got to go to the next level. And that's the most important thing, is to use all the wisdom, as she said. So I think that's a fantastic answer. Thank you, mm-hmm. Carolyn. We have a fantastic listener from Mumbai, Carolyn, wishing you wonderful wishes and saying thank you so much. God bless you, doctor, for your powerful show. So that's wonderful.
Hearts. That's wonderful. Awesome. I mean, what time must it be in Mumbai? I'm at 1:43 in the, it could be like 2 o'clock in the morning over there.
Yeah, absolutely. He said it's in the morning. Now, there's a follow-up question to the D3, K2 question, and that is our formula high enough in D3 and K2? Our D3 is 4,000 micrograms, and the K2 is 100. So we don't rely exclusively on K2 because we have the minerals and the vitamin C as well. Is that correct, Carolyn?
And most people, like myself, I'm taking 2 a day. So you're getting 200 milligrams of K2. And like I said, and Ginny is reinforcing, you're also taking your magnesium that helps move your calcium. And this is why all these things work together.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, very good. We shall keep going, Carolyn.
Awesome. The next study is normal cholesterol, but still getting heart disease. Here's why. I could go over a dozen studies about cholesterol now, because everyone's coming to the realization that, you know, oops, we made a mistake. And the mistake was 60, 70 years ago, they were doing studies on sugar showing that it caused heart disease. The sugar lobby groups decided, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And they diverted attention. They stopped paying for sugar research. They buried the research that showed the heart disease. It didn't come out until just a few years ago. And they diverted attention to cholesterol. And that's why we got statins, is because people said, oh, cholesterol is the bad guy. So this is a YouTube with Mark Hyman, and he is saying cholesterol is no longer a nutrient of concern. Yeah, it is a nutrient. It's insulin resistance and elevated sugars. I'm saying yes, but don't forget vitamin C, magnesium, and potassium. So it's taken all this time, but Nick Norwich, who I just went over, and Mark are going back to the original sugar causes heart disease studies, when the sugar lobby groups buried the sugar research and began to blame cholesterol. We've finally dug out of that dark hole, but they don't have anything to offer besides stopping sugar. There's more to it, and we do have our vitamin C reset powder. We're making a stronger vitamin C powder, because there's a lot of heart disease out there that needs help. The next study, how well medicine fulfills doctors. Medscape did their 2025 job satisfaction. Are doctors happy in their careers? They surveyed thousands of U.S. physicians, and almost half of the doctors report pessimism in their future practice of medicine. So half the doctors out there aren't happy, and they're seeing you and they're frustrated. And what are they frustrated about? Excessive bureaucracy. Yes, they bought themselves into a clinic. Administrative burdens. Yeah, it's all about the paperwork. Literally having to beg insurance companies to cover testing and treatment for patients, and burnout that reduces their job satisfaction and sense of fulfillment in medicine. They're no longer practicing a true profession, but have become employees of large HMOs, and they work for insurance companies whose business models of cost efficiency stifles innovative, independent thinking. You betcha. This move has fundamentally changed the nature of medical practice. And this is a Medscape article, and so they're pulling out all the stops, I guess. And this is what I've been saying ever since HMOs came on the scene and insurance companies became the gatekeepers of medical testing, medical treatment, and medical doctor salaries. The article goes on and on, but never mentions that doctors are not preventing or curing disease, which makes patients unsatisfied, which makes doctors feel unsatisfied because their patients don't like them, which should be their top concern, taking care of their patients. But they're stuck in this whole administrative, bureaucratic, 7-minute appointment job. And the next, this is kind of short. It's about the hidden ingredient in GLP tablets raises new gut health questions. So apparently the oral versions of the semaglutide GLPs rely on a chemical absorption enhancer called SNAC, S-N-A-C. You have no idea what they put in these drugs. Oh, well, it's not going to be absorbed, so we have to put in some chemicals to help absorption. And most of this compound travels through your digestive tract, where it directly interacts with your gut microbiome. And they, after using it for a while, I guess they decided to study it on healthy rats. They exposed them to this snack every day for 21 days, resulting in major shifts in gut bacteria, reducing beneficial microbes that normally ferment carbohydrates and support metabolic health. And at the same time, it increased bacteria that cause inflammation. There was a sharp drop in butyrate, which is a short chain fatty acid produced by gut bacteria that fuels the cells of the intestines and helps maintain the protective barrier that keeps toxins and harmful microbes inside your intestine. And it turns out this lower butyrate level weakens the gut barrier, increasing inflammatory signals. And this was linked to changes in the gut-liver axis and 85% drop in brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a molecule involved in brain health. I mean, they're all over. I mean, it's all good work, good to know, but they're getting into the minutiae. What we know about this BDNF, it's brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Magnesium is necessary for its activity. So then restoring gut health by rebuilding butyrate-producing bacteria through stabilizing digestion, gradually increasing fiber, and feeding beneficial microbes helps strengthen the intestinal barrier and supports the natural metabolic signals that regulate appetite and energy balance. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. If someone's taking these pills, which I suppose they think it's better than having to take shots, they're taking this extra chemical that's further destroying their gut. Say along the same lines about what happened to the prestige of being a doctor. this is an article. It's a silly trip down memory lane talking about television's fictional Marcus Welby, MD, where being a doctor was more than a job. So this, they interview this doctor, she's writing the article, during her 10 years as OBGYN in private practice. She was interviewed and she said she felt an overall lack of appreciation leading to burnout. So lack of appreciation means doctors aren't satisfied with their care. And Ginny was reminding me when she was here a couple weeks ago that when I was in private practice, I would book surgeries or tests or births on my day off as much as I could. And as far as I remember, it was pretty much 100%. I would be in on their surgeries and actually save organs while I was there. So I'm sure that rarely happens these days. So I think we're, I do have another article, but I'll go. We just have a few more minutes, and I haven't really fine-tuned this article to my liking. So, but over to Ginny, and we'll wind down our full hour podcast.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Now, if you've written in on the chat line or you're watching the after play of this episode and you're interested in getting Dr. Dean's information, and we haven't been able to respond to you here or there, Please, again, follow questions@drcd.com. You'll see that throughout the show on the ticker tape going across the bottom of the screen. The 888 number is customer service. You can call and talk with one of Dr. Dean's customer service experience team members, and they'll help you get the
information. Who is human? Who is human?
Yes, a human. Yes. I just even had somebody on the chat line said tonight, Melody Rose, are you a human? It's like, oh, yeah. Human. We're all human, actually. We might be the last of the great humans, but we are humans. There's no doubt about it. If you have not yet visited Dr. Dean's website, drcarolyndean.com, drcd.com is her website, and it is chock full of all kinds of fun things. And we'll soon be the home of the Maui Reset Study, where you'll be able to dive deep into all the information about the study and all the things that were accomplished and how you can also participate in your own N equals one experiment, because it's great other people get great results, but the most greatest thing of all is when you get the great results, and that's what we want for everybody. So please visit Dr. Dean's website, make sure you've got your subscription there and check in on it regular basis, because there's always something fun happening there. RNAreset.com is the product website for all of Dr. Dean's perfectly curated formulas, and they're so unique. And it throws people off. It's like algae omegas with A and E, but it's a fantastic formula. D3 with K2, realign a beautiful methylated B with taurine, as we heard about earlier tonight, and also methionine. So there's so many wonderful formulas there. We've all taken them for years. Dr. Dean made them for herself and shares them with the world. And so we want you to be able to participate in getting those formulas as well. PicoPets.com is our pet product site, and it's so exciting to be able to offer these to pets. And we've also got a great podcast that we've worked on that is so much fun. This week, we're going to have another fantastic episode. So please make sure you're subscribed to PicoPets.com. If you're an animal lover, you want to be subscribed there, because I'm telling you, this podcast is fantastic. And it's all about people and their experiences with animals. It's not exclusively about the products. So you'll want to subscribe to that as well. And then, of course, SUPCO, S-U-P-P-C-O, is where we've got our products listed. And we want you to register your stack there, but also use it aggressively to check the formulas that you're taking, besides ours, of course, that are wonderful, and make sure that they're good, because I bust people on their stuff all the time with this app. And I just have so much fun with it, because many people do not know what goes into making a quality dietary supplement. Many people do not know that. And when you get there and you see the rankings and you see what it really takes to be measured as a quality supplement, you'll see why a lot of companies don't make it. They just don't make it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, was it you, Ginny, that said, or someone said they were shocked to find out that their whatever they were taking was not even tested for heavy metals.
Yes. My girlfriend and I, we were at lunch and I'm showing her this app and she's telling me, oh, I have 5-a-day fruit or some stupid thing. I'm like, well, let's just check it out. She practically choked on her drink. Well, you know, spit water through her nose because she could not believe. She's like, heavy metals, you know, she could not believe it. So it is pretty amazing to see that there's so much stuff being pushed out there, and it's mostly just sawdust. It's such, anyway.
Okay, the next is we're going to push the information about my charity, my charitable organization, yes, our wonderful grant writer, COO, everything, Eric. He put together a video of our outreach with school children. So on the farm, we bring school children and show them the farm and teach them about being back on the land. So let her rip, Rachel.
Part of what we're doing with Paragenius is helping to fund young people in their schools, coming here classroom by classroom. We have a market in Wailea every Tuesday, and people don't know anything about the food or what to do with it. They're so far removed from the farm and the farmers.
I think in the modern era, we've become pretty disconnected from most things in our lives. It's really important for kids to see where their food comes from. And also, I think it's also important to see where good quality food comes from and what it takes to run something organic. You know, that's another word that's sort of thrown about, and we want it to be the case without looking into it, but seeing how it's actually grown and how much, again, how much effort and time and money and hardship that takes, I think is an important lesson.
I've gone on this tour so many times, and I learned so much every time. And this is what the children learn. And I think it brings them closer to the land. And maybe, you know, we hope and pray that some of these children will become farmers.
Mahalo, meke aloha la. Mahalo, meke aloha la. Mahalo.
Yep.
Yay, I was there. Oh, wait, where's my mic? I was there that day. Am I muted? Okay, no. I was there that day that they had the tour, and it was so much fun. And it was great. And the kids were very curious. And that is the point, future farmers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's very cool.
Okay, Jenny, we did it. We once again did it. Thank you very much. And I send you hearts.
Yes. Yay. And again, if you have questions, contact customer service. They're always there and they're always ready to answer.
Aloha.
Mahalo.
Bye, Rachel.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.